Good morning. How's your head?
You know, it's all right. Listen, you guys, I get in these cycles where I have like 4-day migraines. I know everybody's like, well, if you had a migraine, shouldn't you be in bed? No, I am so drugged up that it's like I take preventative and then I do a shot and I take preventatives on top of the shot. And then I have like emergency meds. Because I have to keep going, like I can't not work and stuff. So this is just my life. I've had migraines since I was 14 and if I didn't take all these meds, I would have like probably 15 to 20 a month. I have chronic migraine. So anyways, I know it's TMI, but I'm just letting you know, like that's what I have. So just so you know.
Can I just interrupt you really fast and tell people, don't send advice. She's
right.
Done everything.
She's tried everything.
She knows everything. Don't tell her CBD. Don't tell her anything. Just stop.
I don't want to take your essential oils. I don't. I don't want to take them because I take the hard stuff. It's fine. Like, don't tell. Love you. I love you for wanting to give me advice. But I've been doing this since I was 14. Believe me, I'm on the things. So it's fine. I love you. That's sweet that you want to tell me to take your oils. But the oils aren't going to help me, and neither is the pot. I promise. Okay. So anyways, last night I got into bed with my daughter and I are here in this apartment. And so I was like, hey, let's just have a slumber party, you know,
cause where I do all the sleeping you entertain yourself
and you watched Bonked on Nickelodeon for like 2 straight hours before while mommy crashes in bed. This is exactly what we did. So I was like, I had like 3 My Pillows surrounding me and I was like, and it was great. And that is like the only reason I think that I got, you know, it's some decent rest last night. Because of My Pillow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you guys, it was pretty awesome.
And you too can get your own My Pillow and help your own head and get your own rest by using code
CHICKS. I'm not saying it's a migraine preventative. It's just part of my, it's part of
regimen.
The like arsenal of what I use. Right. Carolee, you know, you feel my pain. Have you tried? Yes, I've tried every
single
thing.
Don't say, have you tried?
The only thing I haven't tried is Botox. That's the only thing I haven't. I'm not going to do 30 shots a month or whatever it is. I'm just not going to do it. But everything else I've tried. So thank you.
And use code CHICKS at 1-800-875-0513 or mypillow.com. And you guys, don't forget that they have so much more than just pillows.
They have dog beds.
So much more.
They have dog beds, you guys.
And robes.
Other robes are heavenly. Everything
and
is heavenly.
And weighted
there.
Blankets. Oh, that's what you need.
I need a weighted blanket.
That's what you need. You need a weighted blanket.
Oh my God, you're so right. God. I need a weighted blanket.
And you need to like put it like across your forehead. Like you don't want to suffocate.
My whole being. I just need to put it in my whole being.
Okay, so some things are going on. Like, for example, the recall of Gavin Newsom, that is going full steam ahead, you guys. He's getting himself recalled. And I thought that meant that, okay, well, he's out and now there's going to be a new election and he can be part of that election. But like, people don't really like him. And I didn't really understand how the whole thing worked. So I printed out a thing about how that works. And I still don't really get it.
You're confused. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a sign of hope for California, though, that there enough people have signed this petitiony thing to get him the hell out of there.
For sure. I mean, absolutely it is. So what happens now is, okay, so they have all the signatures and now they have to have like this 30-day window where if you decide that you want to remove your signature, it's kind of like an audit. It's like, are you sure you wanted to sign? And then people have a chance to say, yes, I'm sure. Or, no, I want to remove my name. But even if they remove their name, there's still plenty of signatures. Thank you, Stephanie. So then there's a ballot that says it would ask voters to choose yes or no on the question of removing him from office. And then that would be followed by a list of the people that would could potentially replace him. So like Caitlyn Jenner would be on that list with whoever. And then all the people who decide to run, because literally anybody can do it. Rob was telling me that like in past recall elections, there's been 50 people on the ballot. Like it's a whole big mess of people. And more than 50% of voters have to say yes to remove him. And then the candidate with the most votes ends up being governor with like not any kind of majority. It could just be like, say, out of, you know, because it's, if it's so right. spread thin, you may not even get that many votes, but you could still be the governor.
Isn't that crazy?
It's not.
So it technically, it could be Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, it could technically be because just because of name recognition at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you even?
Yeah. I mean, it's California. Anything can happen, right?
Well, and I love that people are trolling Newsom by like tweeting at him and saying, if you're not anti-trans, you need to get out of this race and just let Caitlyn be governor. Because right. like, how dare you stop a trans woman from being governor, you bigot.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how we're using the liberal logic on them, or people I know, are it's using my favorite. The liberal logic. It is pretty funny. So it'll be, but you know, he's like in complete defiance and
oh, yeah.
denial of all of this stuff.
It's happening.
Poor Gavin.
Poor Gavin.
It's people like him are so, like, they're unself-aware.
Right.
Kind of like Liz Cheney, who has said she is not ruling out running for president
in 2024. Can you even with this?
I was Listen. Like, what? Girl, what are you yeah. doing?
Uh-huh. What did Trump call her? He called her Lincoln Cheney or Lincoln. That's what the Lincoln Project.
Lincoln Project Liz.
Lincoln Project Liz. Yeah, that's what he called her. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, what? Seriously. So she thinks she has she stands a chance against like a DeSantis. Yeah. I'm sorry. Step aside.
She totally does, which is just like, it blows me. These people blow me away. How many times have we talked about this? These people get these egos. They start believing their own press. Like, but you think that, like, you start believing your own press. What press has ever said that it would be a good idea for her to run in 2024? Where's that press? Raise your hand.
I don't see any press that says that. I mean, that is ridiculous.
Wow. But it'd be kind of fun to watch, though.
It would. I just don't. How do you get yourself to a place where you're in that much of denial about what people actually think of you?
And would she do the whole Jeb thing where she just put an exclamation point after your name and be like, Liz?
And Jeb, I saw that he's potentially going to run again.
No.
And I'm like, what are you doing? GTFO. Why do you think anything has changed? No one likes you.
There's no way. Are you you did not see this. You did not see this.
I did.
Where did you see this?
Well, it was floating around on Twitter the other day, and I don't know if it was based on any actual factual news report, but just the thought of it, I was dying. I was like, you got to be freaking kidding me with this. Jeb! And then
Liz!
It'll be crazy. It'll be crazy. Crazy. And then Ron DeSantis will be over there being like, I got this, and you guys are losers. So
it'll be like, somebody's going to have to get the truck to bring my balls in. I can't, my giant balls. My God.
Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you, and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. So rumors abound that Kim Kardashian and Van Jones are dating. Oh my God.
I know. Can you even? I saw this yesterday and I was like, oh, it's on page 6. It must be true. Yeah.
I mean, that it's a gorgeous couple.
It's okay. That they're gorgeous, but what is like, the politics. The politics of this couple, I just can't. I like Kanye better.
Really? Than Van?
Yep.
But Van is not crazy. You know what I mean? Kanye's a little crazy.
Maybe I like crazy.
Thank you, Brenda. I mean, I guess the thing is when I think about Kim and Van, I think I would like to look at them. I like looking at them. Just from an aesthetic standpoint.
I think Kanye got a little too religious for her.
Really?
Uh-huh. And she was like, I'm out of here. I don't even know if it's the crazy as much as the religion.
That might be right.
Mm-hmm. And I think she
and
was
it's
like,
just a rumor, like it's not confirmed, but right. like that's
I mean, you know, it's like we're just and we're going to talk about the rumors here. But I mean, he started from what I read in all the tabloids and stuff, he started talking about how, you know, you need to not wear this kind of stuff. You need to not do this kind of stuff. We need to like tone it down the whole, you know, the Kardashian like ways.
You know, I mean, that's a little sketch considering that he put her in some of the skankiest right. outfits she ever wore.
Right. But then he became very religious. He became kind of born again. And so I think he just started saying, we just can't put forth this image anymore, I guess. So anyway.
And she was like, that is my image.
I like to put my butt in the camera and jiggle it up and down. That's what I like to do. Like, I like to do that. And so...
And so I'm going to keep doing it. And I guess I'll just do it with Van.
And Van obviously likes that.
Van doesn't have a problem with it. Someone sent us an email and asked if we could bring some attention to a new group, I guess, for lack of a better word, called Freedom 515. So there was a woman apparently on TikTok who wants to start like a national day of protest, of peaceful protest for conservatives, where no matter where you are, you know, you can gather, like she wants there to be a state representative. She wants somebody to volunteer from each state to sort of organize people to get together. And I'm not sure where in what cities or what towns in each state this would happen in. But that's the thing, is that she wants everybody on May 15th to do their boat rides and their flotillas, or do, you know, parades, or do organized groups someplace to let people know that conservatives are fed up with the way that the country is going. And so I thought I would share her little video message and then show you the website so that if people want to take part in that, they can. Because I thought this was a pretty neat idea. And this is the way these things get organized, right? Is that they have to start somewhere. And this right. woman decided that she was going to do it. And so can you see my screen? Yes, you can. All right.
I can't read it, but.
No, you don't need to read it. I'm just going to show you a video from it.
Oh, okay. It's a video.
Yeah.
Okay.
It should be a pretty big video.
Yeah, it is.
Here we go.
So I debated a long time about doing this, but I think it's time. I think I'm not the only conservative or, you know, American that is unhappy with the direction of things. That feels helpless, that we can't do anything. But what if we organize? What if we ride, we march, we boat, whatever you want to do in your state, in large numbers to where they can do nothing but hear us and see us? We're not okay with the border crisis. We're not okay with the tone on the Second Amendment from this administration. We're not okay with the media dividing this country and pushing false information. It's time. It's time we get organized. And my thoughts are May 15th, we do this nationwide. I'm happy to help organize for Colorado. If this is a good idea, it might not be, it might not take off, that's fine. But if people are interested, May 15th, let's start the hashtag. Let's start organizing for each state, share this video, duet it, stitch it, whatever. Maybe it could take off.
So that's that. So she has, it's freedom515.com. There's also a Facebook page. And in fact, I saw a whole bunch of different Facebook page chapters that have already popped up that are called like Freedom 515 Minnesota or Freedom 515 Texas or whatever. So yeah. People are, it's catching on. I don't know what it'll end up looking like, but you know, that's how you do, right? Like this is what the left is genius at, is organizing yeah. and getting people to show up.
Dawn said that people are already meeting and organizing.
It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, because I think she only put that video out like within the last week. Mm-hmm. So I love that. And so when I got that email, I was like, oh, yeah, I did see that video. And we should let people know about it so that they know where to go. Because on that, the website, freedom515.com, there's like a sign up where you can, you know, volunteer to help or like figure. And then I assume that she reaches back out to you and helps you get organized in some way. I'm not exactly sure, but that's neat.
Yeah, I love this. I think it's fantastic. And we need to start doing more of this kind of stuff. We see it so much from the other side. Mm-hmm. I love that people are starting to go, enough is enough. you know, and it is about 2A. It's about 1A. It's about, you know, our schools going to shit, you guys. Like, I mean, it's about all this, you know, critical race stuff in our schools. I mean, it's not enough to just sit back and talk about it. We have to start getting out there and organizing and protesting and making sure that our elected representatives are seeing that we're irritated about it.
Right.
You know, because I just don't think they're not doing enough. They are not doing enough.
I mean, the Tea Party got organized, right? And that had a huge impact on midterms. And so what's to say that this isn't that?
Exactly. No.
So I love that she took the initiative. I thought that was really cool. So,
exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, there is that.
So freedom515.com is what it is.
Freedom515.com. Same thing for their Facebook. They have one Facebook page that's Freedom515 just overall, that's like a public page. And then there's all these little state chapters that I see popping up. I'm sure they're not all represented yet, but they're moving, which is really, really cool.
Andy said, look for the media to whine about COVID concerns when this happens.
Oh, my. No, you know what? They don't get to say that when they keep letting illegals over the border with COVID. Right. So just that's the response, right? Anytime you hear that, say, you don't care about putting illegals with COVID into our communities, you don't get to say that. You just don't. Like, well, it's utterly unserious.
They're going to, or just ignore them. They whine about that crap every day anyway. I mean, I just don't care anymore. I'm like, la, 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 la. I don't care. I don't care what the media says. I just don't. You're irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Speaking of CRT, which you just brought up, critical race theory, Idaho's state or their house just passed a bill to ban it in their state, which I love. It's getting sent to the Senate right now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Every state needs to have that courage, especially what's up, Indiana? Like, I tweeted that link to the Indiana GOP and I was like, you need to do this. Like, there's literally no reason. You have control of the House. Get this done. You have to do this. Like, any state that can do something about preventing CRT in the schools needs to do it. Like, it's a no-brainer.
Right. I mean, I'm like Texas needs to do it. Why isn't Texas doing it? They should be actively doing this.
Yep.
Yeah. I think the only reason that people are afraid to do it is because they're afraid of being called racist, Ma. They're just afraid of being called racist. That's what they're afraid of. Because, you know, it's like, sticks and stones. They're just, this is the thing is these people are wusses.
Yeah. And you can't care because you just can't care about it because you know you're not racist. So just don't let anybody tell you that you are. You know what I mean? Like, just don't listen to them.
Listen, if you're afraid of being called racist, turn around and say critical race theory is racist. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to prevent racism in schools. If you get a problem with this, and if you think that I'm a racist, then you obviously can't read. You haven't done your work. You haven't done your investigation or your research, and you have no idea what this crap is. So go read something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was also some news about the census, like the census results have come out. And so there was information that came out about what states are picking up congressional seats, what states are losing congressional seats. And I'm trying to find my little notes about it because I saw a really nice summary because Texas got a couple seats. Florida got a couple seats. Where is it? I had it. Dang it. Did I not put that in here? Maybe I didn't. Oh, no, I have it in here. So the good news. Here we go. So the states that are picking up seats, Texas gets two, Florida gets one, Colorado, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon all get plus one. California, Illinois, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia all lost a seat.
Really?
So although that sounds like it is good news, I thought that this analysis of it was pretty spot on because it's a smaller seat shift than what was expected. The big winners, Alabama, Minnesota, and Rhode Island, keep their current seats and are like breathing a huge sigh of relief. New York was expected to lose two and they only lost one. Arizona missed out on gaining a seat, so they just kept the same number. Texas and Florida each gained one more seat, but one less than expected. So even though Texas got two and Florida got one, Texas was expected to get three. Florida was expected to get two.
Yeah.
So if you look at what that would have done, like if we would have held the presidential election in with these new counts, Biden would have still won. Like it would not have impacted anything. And so it's actually what people are saying is that these results are a little bit better for Democrats than expected because the gains in Republican strongholds were not as big as we had thought they might be. Huh. So that is what I know about the census. So I know a couple people were asking us to talk about that, and that's what I know.
Okay. All right. Well.
Oh, Jennifer Madden, someone explain what she's talking about with these seats. So each the new census results are out, and now there's been a recount of everybody across the country, and we're like at 331 million people or something like that. So whenever that happens, you know, there's a shift. People move from one state to another, and so the numbers for the states change, and so the number of representatives from each state changes every 10 years, and that's what's happened.
Right,
so.
And there's been a lot of movement over the past couple of years.
A lot of movement,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially in light of COVID and all that kind of stuff. A lot of people have, like, I mean, for instance, a lot of people have fled California and gone into Texas. There's been a lot of that, so it's very interesting. And perhaps that's one of the reasons that we didn't get in Texas, that we didn't get that third seat, maybe? I don't know.
It wouldn't, because it's just a numbers game. You know what I mean? It doesn't have anything. It's just how many people are in Texas now.
That's all it is.
And so then, and how many people are in each district. And so then they figure out like what the representation should
it's,
be.
Because it's growing so much. So you think that it would be.
Yeah. But maybe it didn't grow like, because it grew so much last year that it was like happening kind of during. And so maybe like, how did you answer on the census? Did you answer Indiana or did you answer Texas? You probably answered Indiana.
Indiana.
That's my point. Right. So I bet there's a lot of people like you.
Right. You're absolutely right. It's a great point. You're right.
So 10 years from now, it'll count.
That's right. So like we should like revisit this again in 5-10 years. Yeah, that's right.
For sure. Uh-huh. For sure.
The United States are brutalized by the drug cartels along the way. I'm Sarah Carter. We discuss that in the latest moving of the COVID-19 goalposts on the latest edition of The Sarah Carter Show. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The last little funny story, I guess, was that New York Times has decided to eliminate the term op-ed because now they want to call...
Is it chauvinist because of the word ed?
It's not that. It's that they think calling it guest essays is more inclusive.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't help you.
I don't even understand how op-ed could somehow offend somebody. I don't.
I don't. I have no idea. I wish I could tell you, but I have no idea.
You guys,
don't.
If there are kids in the room, get them out of the room. We have reached peak dumb shit in this country. Like we're just dumb. Like I can't take the dumb anymore. Like that doesn't even make any sense, Mock. It doesn't even make, there's no sense. Did they have it? Like, did they have an explanation for, cause there's
I mean, they tried to just say that they're looking for more inclusivity. So let me see if I can get their quote.
How is that exclusive? How is the word op-ed, or how is that somehow exclusive to people?
They announced this on Monday and they said, the term op-ed is an outdated term, meaning the opposite of the editorial page. And so they said the new term guest essay would be more inclusive. That literally is their own. That's the reason. That's
guest essay to me sounds like something like a high school. I mean, it just sounds. I just don't see how this is how. This is what people are busying themselves with. Like they have nothing better to do. If there's somebody, the person that came up with this, if they have a job, they should be fired because they're not doing anything. That person is literally wasting their time coming up with this dumb crap. They have nothing better to do. That person, listen, I have a lot of stuff to do during the day. If I have that much time on my hands where I'm coming up with this crap, fire me.
Because this is like, this is a problem. This is not a problem. This is like a solution searching for a problem that didn't exist.
Right. You have way too much time on your hands. You need to go get another job. Like you need to find something to do.
Yeah.
I have a jillion things I can give you. I have tasks that I can give you to do. It's like a kid looking at you going, Mom, I'm bored. Mom, I'm bored.
Mommy.
That's who that person is. They need to be punched in the face.
For sure. And now that you asked everybody to get their kids out of the room, I would just like to reiterate, please remove all children from what you're about to hear because it's so much cussing. But this is the best sound from TikTok of all time. And it's very inappropriate. So I just want to make sure that there are no kids.
You guys think that I'm the cursor. It's Ma. It's that one.
It's me.
That one.
Are you ready?
Shut the fuck up. Shut all the way the fuck up until you reach the top of Shut Fuck Mountain where there are no more fuck ups to shut.
I mean, tell me that's not the greatest. I mean,
that's what I want to say to the guy who's like, we need to name it op-ed. Or no, we need to get rid of op-ed essay. And name it guest essay.
I know. What? Right? That's why I thought this was so perfect.
Oh my God.
She has reached the up with which she can no longer put, you guys.
Okay, Ashley Judd. You know our producer's going to be so mad that you played that.
Well, that's why I played it. I waited for the very end because I figured he could take it out.
Just so you guys know, that's going to get edited. And he's going to be like, mock. Gosh.
Sorry, Rich.
And then we're going to get emails from people going, you guys are not Christian. This is what's going to happen. Oh, we're going to get all sorts of emails from people that are yelling at us saying that we're not Christian because Mock played a TikTok that had the F word in it.
Sorry.
This is what's going to happen. We get that all the time.
Sorry, not sorry.
This is what's going to happen.
Oh, my God. All right. I know you got to go.
I do. I'm late. I'm totally late.
We're doing a deep dive podcast today because I know this is our daily one, but we're also doing our weekly deep dive, and we're going to be talking all about Oscars and just how
celebrity and how celebrities fallen. Change. And it's not just about the Oscars. It's about celebrity culture and how it used to be fun, you know, and like it's not anymore. And we're kind of diving into that. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of fun talking about it. Yeah,
it's going to be good stuff, you guys. And that'll be out tomorrow.
And I feel like at some point Robbie Williams will come up. I don't know. I just feel like at some point.
I don't have him in the frame. What am I doing? There we go. There
you know
he is.
You know what I have in the frame? My awesome artwork.
Your planets or whatever that is.
I feel like it's balls. It's balls, you guys.
It's balls. I'm going with that. It's balls.
It's balls. Balls, you guys.
All right.
Okay, bring it in, everybody. Bring it in. Bring it in. You guys, have the most excellent Tuesday you've ever had in your life.
Do it.
The most excellent one. Do it.
Joe Biden's infrastructure bill is a nightmare, and the Democrats keep lying about voter integrity legislation. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and we'll have a good time doing it. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.